Hello everyone, I have tried to make this episode so many fucking times and I'm giving on. I'm not giving up, I'm giving on. And you know what giving on means? It means that this is the one, this is gonna be it. This is when I fucking do it. This or nothing.
I have recorded so many episode 63s, this has to be it.
All right. No more fucking playing around. We made this episode before we left for our Estonia trip. We went on our Estonia trip. We got back. We then went to edit it. And we just... For various reasons that I'm not going to get into, we didn't upload it. Okay? Episode 63. And you know what? This episode is going to be called Episode 63. And it's going to be partly about Episode 63, because episode 63 is a fucking cunt inside a piece of shit, inside a chocolate bar wrapper, inside Donald Trump's mouth. That's what it is. That's episode 63. And Donald Trump is inside me. He's one of my fucking hemorrhoids. And I'm telling you, these hemorrhoids lately, lots of blood. Lots of blood. And it's uncomfortable. And is that even true? Is that even true, or is that just something I've just said? I'm going to leave that up to you to figure that out. But look, this episode has been such a fucking cunt. It really has been. I have tried to make it fucking so many times. And each time there has been a real reason why I can't upload it. I record it. And then I get to edit it, and it doesn't fucking work. And look, if I spent a month on any one of these versions of episode 63, then I could do it. But, I mean, my perfectionism is just, I'm an imperfectionist, because I used to be a perfectionist, and then I realized perfection is not possible. And even when you make a perfect thing, then something can come along later and ruin it somehow. Or you find something else in it that you would have done differently. And it just, or the context of this, and it doesn't work now. And just, so I'm an imperfectionist, okay? You always find those imperfections in perfection anyway. So don't try and make it perfect. Instead, try and add in the imperfect, you know? But I've just got in this headspace, and it happens sometimes with these episodes where I'm just like, you know what? No, I want to talk about this thing, and I want it to be perfect, and then it's just never perfect, man. I get into that way of thinking sometimes, and I have been just kind of, fuck it. My mind, or that part of my mind on that's working on this episode anyway, has been captured by that way of thinking, and it has to end now. This has to be episode 63, or it's the end of this fucking podcast, because I'll just be working on episode 63 for the rest of my fucking life. Okay? So I have to get it out there. No matter what happens in this episode, it has to go out there. This has to be episode 63, and then we can move on. And then we can start working on all the other episodes. Alright, we got great episodes coming up. I know they're great. Alright, because I've already fucking recorded them. What I do is I do them in batches. I've always done this podcast in batches. I record a bunch of episodes in a batch. I edit them. And then I put them out there. And every now and then, I'll record an episode on the day that I edit and put up on that day, or, you know, close to it the next day or something like that. And that's how I do it. And that's how I love fucking doing it. All right? So I've already recorded the next, what is it? Let me look. I'm going to look. How many episodes have I got done? I'm going to go to my list of episodes now. I am finding my list of episodes now. I am opening my list of episodes now. Come on, hurry up. Let's go. Come on. Open. How many episodes do I have in the bag already? I have one, two, I have three. I have three fucking episodes in the bag already recorded. Not edited yet. But they're there and I know they're fucking awesome. Because I have done the first edit. I've done the first edit of them and they're fucking awesome. I just haven't, you know, fully edited them yet. But I will. I will. And then they will be out over the next week or so. And then I'm going to record more. And, yeah. And then that will be, like, this month's episode. You know, a batch lasts, it can last a few days if I do 20 and then I take 3 weeks off. Or it can last a few weeks in that batch. If I record a few, and then I record another few a few days later, you know, and then more, that's a batch as well.
Or something like that.
So here we are, me and you, having fun. This is fun, isn't it? It's a fun episode, me talking about how I record this podcast. But I've got some great episodes that I know are great episodes coming up. But it's just this fucking episode. This fucking episode. I recorded it before I went to Estonia. With those other episodes. I thought I had four in the bag. But I get back, I got to upload it. No, that's not true. I got to edit it and then upload it. And it's just... fucking brain cancer is what it is. But it's going to be... you know what this episode is going to be? This episode is going to be Jimmy Carter's brain cancer. Jimmy Carter's brain cancer, it came along. And it nearly killed Jimmy Carter. But then it fucked off. So in fact, no. This episode is going to be Jimmy Carter. Alright? The problem I'm having right now is going to be... is Jimmy Carter's brain cancer. But this episode, just this episode, this one, episode 63, is going to be Jimmy Carter. And now since we're talking about it, and since I've already opened the Wikipedia for Jimmy Carter, let's find out more about Jimmy Carter's brain cancer. Very similar, I'm sure, from what I can remember. And I can remember it well. Very similar to the situation I'm having with this episode. Okay? We had Jimmy Carter, brain cancer, coming along and trying to kill Jimmy Carter. Trying to kill this episode. But we're going to defeat it. And that's what we're doing right now. We're defeating Jimmy Carter's brain cancer. We're defeating the problem. Let's take a look. Jimmy Carter, of course, was the 39th president of the United States. He was in office from January 20, 1977 to January 20, 1981. He was a one-term president, but often considered one of the nicest men to ever hold the office. There's a saying about him that goes, it goes like something like, he was a better man than he was a president. I mean, he did some stuff. He did some stuff. And didn't he get a peace? He got some peace deal. I know what it is, but I can't remember exactly right now. But he got a Middle East peace deal. Quite a big deal, that one. And he, apparently, people say he didn't, you know, kill anyone as president, which is a very rare thing. That's what people say anyway. But wasn't there some kind of disaster to get the Iranian hostages back? And didn't Americans die in that, I think? So he killed his own people. Maybe. Or maybe that's not true. Maybe we'll search about it. But right now, we're going to search about him. And him's brain cancer. Seems like he's had multiple cancers in multiple different places. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Did he even have brain cancer? He definitely had brain cancer. But here on Wikipedia, it's not showing me his fucking brain cancer. Jimmy Carter brain cancer. I'm going to have to Google this. I wrote Jimmy Carter's Brian cancer, which is amusing. Brain cancer. Yeah, he definitely had brain cancer. Apparently he had skin cancer that spread...
Spring cancer, yes. He had spring cancer that spread to his brain and his liver. That's what this says.
Spread to his liver and his brain. Anyway, he didn't dead. Jimmy Carter is still alive somehow. I think he's the longest living president. Longest lived president. Yeah, he's the oldest president ever. Yes, the nation's longest lived president. The first US president to live to the age of 95.
The first US president to live to the age of 95. How old is he now? 97.
Wow. I mean, he's got to look like a... I mean, the last time I saw him, he did look like something you've been keeping in the refrigerator for too long. That's what really old people look like. They look like things that have been kept in the refrigerator for too long. Like a piece of paper with some vanilla thing on it. Not a jelly or an ice cream or a yogurt, but just some vanilla matter on a piece of white paper that has been kept in the refrigerator for a bit too long.
People of all races. I don't see colour. You see colour.
That is what really old people look like. And that's what Jimmy Carter looks like, I'm sure of it. And he probably looks worse now. I'm going to try and find his most recent picture. Jimmy Carter, 2022. Let's put that in and see what comes up. Oh, yes. That is definitely something that's been kept in the refrigerator for too long. What the... I mean... Age is really a horror, isn't it? I mean, if I live to 100 something, I think I would look better than Jimmy Carter when I'm at 97. But if I live to 110, which is where I want to kind of, at least 110 I want to get to, then, yeah, I'll probably look something in the same kind of stage of this. It's a horror. It fucking is, man. Oh, no. Oh, there's a... Is this real? There's a picture of him kissing his wife. And they both just look... I'm just going to say it. It's true. They look like corpses that are moving. They do. His wife is still alive as well, right? I think so. I just saw that picture, but how long ago was that picture taken? Is she still alive? Yes, she is. She's 94, though. She's younger. And you know what? She was an attractive woman when she was younger. When she was first lady, I would have put my sausage in her donut. I would have. In 1977... Rosalind Carter, I would have fucked. And I'm sure she would have fucked me as well. She was first lady 14 years before I was born. Wow, I don't even know what that means. It's funny because people born like in the 1970s, they seem really old to me. Kind of like, okay, they're old people. But it's the same
you know, distance to my birth would be is people born in like 2005. And people born in 2005 are like 17 years old now. So 17 year olds now look at me being born in 1991. Like I'm fucking really old. It's just funny. Time is funny. It really is. Human beings are funny. We're all funny. That's what this whole universe is for. It's to make me laugh. That's why I created it in the fucking first place, to make me laugh. And it's a funny, funny world. We got people like Joe Rogan's. We got Joe Rogan's about saying nigger. Over and over and over and over again. Yes. And telling stories about going to the movies and being dropped off in black neighborhoods and it being Planet of the Apes. We got Joe Rogan's and we got comparations like corporations like Spotify who were telling him what to do. And Joe Rogan is going, yeah, all right, give me another $100 million. I'll do it. I'll say sorry. You can put a disclaimer on my episodes. I'll have more fucking guests on that you want me to have on. I'll suck your cock if you give me $100 million, please. Joe Rogan. A fake tough guy. Fake tough guy. That's what it is. Anyone that has to create a public persona and push it so hard of being a fighter and being a fucking person who just chases after elk in the forest and just attacks them and eats them. Anyone that has to, you know, push out how much they work out and all of their fucking diet and hardcore thing, like diets and all that stuff, it's just fuck off. You're a little man who is a coward who runs to daddy corporation. I am your daddy, Joe Rogan. I am your daddy corporation. Okay, I'm going to buy Joe Rogan because I'm always the daddy. I'm my dad's daddy. I'm my mum's daddy. I'm my mum's daddy's daddy. I'm this world's daddy. I'm the founding fathers of the United States' daddy. I don't have any children per se at the moment, but it doesn't matter because I'm daddy. These bitches be calling me daddy all day long. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. It's true. Joe Rogan makes me laugh. I said in the first episode of this podcast that he was having more corporate people on, kind of like more bigger celebrities and stuff, and it was becoming a bit boring. And I think he actually listened to that first episode of Brad Nichols' podcast, and I think he changed. And I think he said, you know what? He's right. Brad Nichols is absolutely fucking correct here. I'm going to go and I'm going to have the absolute wackiest people on, and I'm going to start believing wacky fucking things. Because I can't upset Brad Nichols. I have to, you know, I have to keep Brad Nichols being all right with me, allowing me to live. And that's what Joe Rogan did. So he went wacky, 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 wacky. But yeah, he went hardcore wacky, 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 didn't he? And then the world came for him. I didn't even tell the world to go for him, which is unusual. The world just did it by itself, and I do not like when these things happen. But I do find it amusing. Slightly amusing. Yeah. But I'm going to, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell the world to back off a bit, because I want Joe Rogan on Spotify, because I'm going to rape the CEO of Spotify, and I'm going to make Joe Rogan watch and film it. I'm going to rape Daniel Ek. Ek. I don't like him. I don't even know where I was going with that bit. That bit has ended, And now we're just going to talk about this Daniel Ek person for a bit. I do, after I drink some water, because I need some water. Oh, cunt balls. Ooh, yeah. I love water. I don't like this Daniel Ek person. I think he is a rapist. Daniel Ek. Now, I don't have any proof about that. I don't have a single bit of proof that Daniel Ek is a rapist. But just look at his fucking face. He's got this kind of fucking moon face. He's completely bald. And he also doesn't look like someone who was kind of... Well, he was kind of forced into it. But I mean, if you look like this when you're bald, then wear a fucking wig. If you look like a baby with hair, like facial hair, and a bit rough around the edges, but still a baby with a bald head like that. If you look like an egg that has been left out on the street with teeth, you're an egg with teeth on the street, then please just fucking die. But if you're not going to die, then wear a wig, okay? And look, I was so polite there, wasn't I? I said, please. I shouldn't say please. I should just say, fucking die, you teeth-egged man, baby, bald person. Rapist. He's a rapist. He has the look of a rapist. He has the energy of a rapist. And the kind of rapist that just kind of hides in side streets and in alleyways and behind dumpsters and then jumps out on the most vulnerable people. Because he also looks very weak. He's very weak looking. He's a weak looking, rapist looking kind of person. And I don't like him. I think I'm going to be proven true. It's just a fucking feeling I get, okay? I don't know if he really is a rapist, but he definitely has the look of a rapist. He looks like a rapist. For legal reasons, I will say now that I have no evidence, no proof that he is a rapist. I'm not calling him a rapist. I'm saying he fucking looks like a rapist. He does. And he does. He does look like a rapist. He looks like a little baby egg with teeth left on the street. A little bit of hair here and there. A little bit rough around the edges. Rapist. And I do not like him. And I fucking hope that this whole Joe Rogan controversy thing, I hope it brings down Spotify, and I don't really give a fuck what happens with Joe Rogan, but it'll be funny if it brings him down as well. I love seeing it. I do love the entertainment. I love when the mob comes for people, and I'm not in the mob, but I support them coming for people, and I love when other people fight back, and I love the fucking war. I love the chaos. I love the fight. It's fun. It's fun for me, it's fun for you, it's fun for everybody. Fun stuff. Anyway, fuck you, Daniel. Is that even his name? That's his name, right? Daniel Ek. Daniel Ek. Stupid name as well. Ek. Ek. Piece of shit. Complete piece of shit. If they offered me $100 million, would I take it? Of course I would. But I wouldn't... You know what? I would take their $100 million. But I would design the contract in a way in which I would just be able to send them whatever episodes I wanted to. And somehow keep doing Brad Nichols' podcast the way I'm doing it now. And for it to be completely legal. You know, without it breaking that contract at all, I would design a contract between us, Brad Nichols and Spotify, that allows me to keep doing Brad Nichols' podcast in the exact same way I'm doing it and just send them, like, episodes of just... Boop, 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 boop That's what I would do. I would send them 100 episodes of them every year. Just the same one. Not even changing it at all. The same file as well. Just keep sending them the same file for $100 million. I would do that.
But seriously. And I was being serious. But anyway, seriously.
I think I would sign an exclusivity contract with Spotify. Unless it was like a great contract where I could, you know, it was literally built into the contract that Spotify cannot have any communication with me at all. I don't want to fucking any emails between us. I don't want any phone calls. I don't want any conversations. I don't want to meet any of them in person. There is absolutely no way that Spotify could even, you know, have a single bit of influence over my content at all. Over anything I do, anything I say. Yeah, and that obviously, like, yeah, that's what I would do. I would just not, no communication at all. Then, yeah, I would take the $100 million. And it wouldn't be $100 million. I would ask, I would demand more than fucking $100 million. $100 million isn't enough for me. I need more. I need more. I need more than that. But obviously, obviously the deal with Rogan wasn't like the contract I would sign with Spotify. Obviously, the deal with Rogan was a bit more, it was a bit more Spotify can coerce and cajole and basically fucking demand that Joe Rogan does things. And I'm not even sure Joe Rogan is, you know, apologizing because Spotify are making him, or is he just, you know, doing it on his own volition because he's scared? He's scared of being kicked out because he wants to be in the company. You know, he wants another 100 million. He does. I'm not sure, but I am sure that, you know, Spotify taking down episodes of the Joe Rogan Experience, that's probably them making the decision, and Joe Rogan kind of nodding his head. And also with Joe Rogan saying that he is going to have guests with more, you know, varying opinions. And you know what that means? That means he's going to have just more guests that the corporate mainstream want him to have on. It doesn't mean that he's going to kind of have a lot of these anti-vaxxer people on all the time and then have kind of the equal number of people who disagree. No, it means basically, because he does already have, you know, differing opinions on his show. What that is, that in that apology video thingy, that's him saying when he says that, like, basically, I'm going to have the people that the corporate mainstream want me to have on, that Spotify is probably leaning on him. They are. They're probably leaning on him to have those types of people on. And he's now kind of accepting it. And that's basically what he's saying. I think he is probably going to change. He is not, like, he tries to be the big tough guy. And he tries to have people on, these controversial people on. And he tries to kind of be the rebel. But in his heart of hearts, he's a corporate man. Yeah, like, I'm not that interested in Joe Rogan. All right, I feel like I finally got an episode out of episode 63. I can't exactly remember what I've talked about in this episode, but the feeling I'm getting is that I have got a fucking episode. I have got episode 63. Shall I call it episode 63? Or shall I call it something else? Not sure. Maybe I'll call it like episode 63. It'll be episode 63. Something, something, something. Episode 63. Or something like that. I'll come up with a cool title for it. I'm just fucking glad I've got a fucking episode. Finally. Every now and then this happens where I just, you know, can't just fucking get it done. I just get stuck on some of these fucking episodes and it takes days.
Days. All right, I'm going to edit this. No, I'm going to go eat some fruit. I'm going to go eat a fucking fruit thing. I'm going to eat some fruit things. Gonna eat some fruit, and then I'm gonna edit this. Yes, I hope you have a fucking wonderful day wherever you are in the big wide world that we're all on. Yeah. Or maybe you're in space. Maybe you're one of the unlucky ones that is on a space station at the moment. Do you think that they like have sex on the International Space Station and stuff, on different space stations? I mean, it's got to have happened, right? I wonder if there has ever been, like, a real fucking orgy on one of these space stations. Or, like, anal, like, space anal. Or, like, gay sex, like, hardcore fucking gay anal sex. Blood and stuff, and lube, and spit, and just fucking sausages and donuts. I wonder, I do. Alright, that's it. That's the episode. See you in the next one.